Now, the powerful International Transport Workers Federation says a Fijian shipping company's treatment of a group of Filipino sailors amounts to slavery. The three men had been working for Gounda Shipping on an inter-island ferry, but say they were sacked recently after raising concerns about their working conditions. They say Gounda reneged on a promise to fly them home, and now they've been abandoned without money for food or accommodation and are reliant on the kindness of strangers to survive. The International Transport Workers Federation says not only has Gounda refused to send the men home, it has also drastically underpaid them, and Fijian authorities need to act. Our reporter Liam Fox is following the story. Liam, first remind us what's happened to these men.
We heard from one of the men earlier this week, Andres. That's not his real name. He didn't want us to use that. He said he worked for Gounda for nearly 2 years. He'd agreed to stay on an extra year after his initial work permit expired on the condition the company paid for his flight home. He said he and two of his countrymen were sacked after they met with union reps to discuss their conditions. They were thrown off their ship and spent a night on a remote wharf before making their way to Suva. Without any money for food, transport or accommodation, the men sought help from the International Transport Workers Federation, and a friend has given them somewhere to sleep. Here's a little of what Andres had to say to us earlier this week.
I feel very sad and feel bad because they just don't care. Because they hired us, they should take care of us, especially we're a foreigner. We don't know anything in Fiji, but it seems like they don't care and, okay, like this, like that. They just abandon us.
One of the Filipino sailors, Andres, there. So, Liam, what has the International Transport Workers Federation had to say?
The International Transport Workers Federation, or ITF, got involved a few weeks back and has been advocating for the men. It initially wanted to stay in the background, but now the men's story has become public, so has the Federation. In a statement, it called Gounda's conduct a scam and the men's treatment slavery. The ITF's Sarah Maguire says not only has Gounda abandoned them far from home, the men have been drastically underpaid.
Some of these guys are earning 60 to 70% less than the agreed contract rate when they left the Philippines. Just to put it into context, if we were to see this happen on a flag of convenience ship coming in and out of Australia, the Australian Maritime Safety Authority would detain the vessel, and they have on many occasions detained ships and even banned them from entering Australia because of these kinds of complaints and these conditions.
You've described it as one of the worst cases of double booking of seafarers you've seen. What do you mean by double booking?
So double bookkeeping is a system that we refer to under the Flag of Convenience campaign with the ITF. And it's a system where seafarers have two employment contracts and essentially they're tricked. So they leave their country with one employment contract and then they join a vessel. And once they join the vessel, they're given a new employment contract to sign. That new employment contract is always conditions that and salaries that are far worse and much less than what they agreed to when they left their country.
We're talking about three guys who've been abandoned, but there's a larger group of seafarers, Filipino seafarers, in the same or similar situation?
Yeah, there's 20 Filipino seafarers in total working under similar conditions. Some of those seafarers, their contracts are due for expiration this month. Others, their contracts have already expired. And our unions or our affiliates have asked the questions in Fiji, why is Gounda using slave labour from the Philippines when they could be using Fijian seafarers?
You say slave labour. Why have you used that word?
We're using that word because these seafarers have been held captive in a country. They're unable to repatriate. They don't have the financial means to just leave on their own, and they're being forced to work when they don't want to work. They want to go home.
You said that the flights are expensive, that the Filipino sailors themselves can't afford them. Is it fair enough for Gounda to say these flights are too expensive, we can't afford them either?
No, if they want to use overseas labour in Fiji on domicile trade, then they should expect to have the extra incurred costs of the repatriation and joining for the seafarers.
Gounder has remained silent. What, if anything, has the Fiji government said in response to this situation, as far as you know?
As far as I'm aware, the Fijian government has said that they're going to be investigating the case. They're working with our affiliated unions to come up with an outcome, and we are hoping that they come up with an outcome very quickly because we need to fix the situation in Fiji. We can't continue to have ship owners like Gounder Shipping exploiting seafarers in this manner.
Sarah Maguire, an inspector with the International Transport Workers Federation, talking to Liam Fox. Finally, Liam, has there been any word from Gounder Shipping or authorities in Fiji?
Well, there's still no word from either. We again called and emailed Gounder Shipping, but there's been no response. We also contacted the Maritime Safety Authority of Fiji, which is in charge of ensuring all boats in Fijian waters comply with not only local laws, but international maritime obligations as well. But we've had no response from them as well. We have been told that the case is, however, being handled by the Ministry of Employment. But again, we've contacted the ministry and we're yet to hear back.
Liam Fox, thank you.